fucking alright, bro.
I just shot myself.
Livelihood of radio host and tater tot in casual wear, Rush Limbaugh.
The list of advertisers fleeing from Rush Limbaugh is growing. 141 companies have now officially bailed on Limbaugh's radio show. Among the latest Limbaugh defectors, Acura, IBM, American Express, McDonald's, and the U.S. Army.
Yes, the Army is pulling out of Rush. Meanwhile,
that, of course, is our...
Things have gotten so bad, folks. Rush may have to start a pledge drive. So, ladies, donate now, and you will get this free tote bag.
I just shot myself.
These accusations of sexism are totally unfair to Rush. Just ask Rush.
No, how can I be anti-woman? I even judged the Miss America pageant.
Yes! What more does he have to do? Judge Playmate of the Year?
you might want to double check here because you've written something that's patently false. It's an outrage.
I just
itch a B.I. itchy opinion.
Myself.
Danica Patrick was talking about Obama's contraception ruling. What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right?
Plus, Rush is just exercising his right to free speech. And while it is shocking that Rush would exercise anything, this is America. We must defend the principles symbolized by Lady Liberty, unless she's on the pill, in which case she is a giant green tramp. Oh, she'll lift her lamp and open her golden door for anybody. You're tired, you're poor, and not just one-on-one, she'll take on huddled masses. Everybody line up for a peek under her toga. Now the real victim here is Rush. This whole birth control controversy started with that Georgetown law student, Sandra Fluke, whose testimony was no fluke. Jim?
Tonight, we're going to connect the dots for you. Follow me here. President Obama on the ropes with the economy and specifically with women voters gets Mrs. Fluke to create a controversy and the liberal mainstream media puppets play along as scripted.
It's all part of a plan. It is not accidental. None of this stuff just happened. Whoa. Oh, looky over there. What is this? It's all orchestrated.
What we've seen in the last week since Rush Limbaugh called Georgetown law student Sandra Fluke a slut and a prostitute is an amazing pushback against the talk show host.
Mr. Boehner comes out and says, Rush's language was inappropriate. Using the salad fork for your entree, that's inappropriate.
What Rush Limbaugh said was crude, rude, even piggish. It was just unacceptable. He ought to be called on it.
He's an entertainer, but his remarks are totally unacceptable.
WCOM Radio, this is Dr. Furious, the Furious George Show, sticking around here with the Late Night Micropower Radio Hour, 10 o'clock every Thursday. Just in case you haven't figured it out, this show may be offensive to some of our right-wing wingnuts out there. For everyone else, stick around. It should be cathartic. And we'll also talk about not only the fat man on the radio, but also the crazy stuff going down in Florida, my old stomping grounds, with relating to other racist BS going on. So stick around. This is Furious George Radio Show. WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com for some old stuff. We've got DJ the John Boehner here with us in the evening. And we're going to just take over and do what we do here on Thursday nights. So sit back, buckle up. I'm furious.
There is no call for those kinds of comments. Those are very inappropriate, and they should be repudiated by lots of people.
that this woman from the very beginning was what they call run by very powerful people.
Oh, yeah, this is, she's not a pawn.
Oh, yes. She was run by powerful people. She's a pawn. I mean, what's the alternative? That a 30-year-old woman had her own thoughts and feelings about reproductive rights? Come on, what do you take me for? A girl? Today, four companies, including AOL and Allstate, pulled their ads from the program, making it at least 10 sponsors who apparently feel that calling a woman a slut does not jibe with their marketing plan.
Media Matters said that 45 different local and national advertisers have pulled off spots from Rush Limbaugh's show.
At last count, at least 50 advertisers have pulled their ads.
The number of advertisers who have dropped Rush Limbaugh now stands at 141 and counting. That's a mass exodus, and if it's permanent, it represents possibly a real sea change in talk radio in America.
Time now for the Poly Sidebar.
Three outspoken women want Rush Limbaugh silenced.
Not even a cricket chirping.
By the FCC. Jane Fonda, Gloria Steinem, and Robin Morgan wrote an editorial asking people to write to the FCC, the Federal Communications Committee, and get him off the air, claiming that Rush may be constitutionally entitled to his opinions, but not to the people's airwaves.
In the New York City area heard during commercial breaks.
More than 5 minutes of dead air was planned during the commercial breaks on Rush Limbaugh's show because dozens of companies pulled ads.
We've been monitoring WABC, Rush Limbaugh's flagship station in New York. They have aired over the last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 200 unpaid ads during his program.
Public service announcement.
They are losing money every day they put Rush Limbaugh on the radio.
I'm caught in the grip.
Instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and
the
there ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
moral
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. Understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environment.
Oh.
the Heart Association said they didn't even want their PSA.
They've got charities that don't even want to be on the show.
Can't give it away.
A man lived in acoustic space, boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart.
Unacceptable.
The wrath of a killer.
Advertisers have pulled off spots from Rush Limbaugh's show.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
Abolished mystery, gave architecture and towns, it brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. Step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled parchment page, built a city.
We came our code, and thereafter our code, Epos!
When did the wondrous mystery arise? Obtaining speech. And speaking to the eyes, that we, by tracing many lines, are taught how to embody.
Writing did not merely record life, which was a totally new medium of expression and communication, which the spoken word came in turn to imitate.
Thank you.
the phone calls that you're making to people's homes to pay for advertising. So I've done some fundraising today. And, of course, the day starts off by getting yourself ready, which is finding a way. I woke up this morning and thought I did not have any shirts that would be appropriate for a fundraiser. So I had to wash my shirt out of the sink. And then I thought, how am I going to get this thing dried fast enough? So I got the iron out. It took me about 20 minutes to iron it dry. And
it precedes B. And B follows A and precedes C.
Writing was an embalming process that froze like.
As the collar is finally dry. But, you know, so getting ready, then some fundraising, and then political events. And tonight, of course, we're planning on looking at the returns that come in.
The expert
and,
is the man who stays put.
Soon, all that will be required of us will be 1 hour's work a year.
Writing destroyed word linkages. The simultaneous interrelation between many levels of meaning of words had to be sacrificed to keep everything moving on a single plane on one level. The word became the static symbol, applicable to and separate from that which is symbolized. It now belonged to the objective world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and meaning.
Committee and get him off the air, claiming that Rush may be constitutionally entitled to his opinions, but not to the people's airways.
Every new technology creates a new environment in which men live and work. The technology of the alphabet and of movable type, printing, 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 printing. Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways. Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process. A process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, and step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on. Confirmed and extended the new visual stress. It provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and mind in isolation from others. Man could now inspire and conspire.
In music, one doesn't make the end of a composition, the point of the composition. If that were so, the best conductors would be those who played fastest. And there would be composers who wrote only finales. People go to concert just to hear one crashing chord, because that's the end. But we don't see that as something brought by our education into our everyday conduct. We've got a system of schooling which gives a completely different impression. It's all graded. And what we do is we put the child into the corridor of this grade system with a kind of, come on, kitty, kitty, kitty. And now you go to kindergarten. You know? That's a great thing, because when you finish that, you'll get into first grade. And then, come on, first grade leads to second grade, and so on, and then you get out of grade school, you've got high school, and it's revving up, the thing is coming. Then you're going to go to college, and by Jove, then you get into graduate school, and when you're through with graduate school, you go out and join the world. Then you get into some racket where you're selling insurance. And they've got that quota to make. And you're going to make that. And all the time, this thing is coming. It's coming. It's coming. That great thing, the success you're working for. Then when you wake up one day about 40 years old, you say, my God, I've arrived. I'm there. And you don't feel very different from what you always felt.
It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history.
I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming. Elizabeth, I'm coming.
Now you're going to feel my power as it surges downward from me, straight through you, from nostril to rectum, now until the end of time. And that's what's up.
I forgot everything you said before, rectum!
All systems ready.
Any required number of each part.
Feeling like it was lost in the ocean.
Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane, human specialists became components of a great soap.
On the rainy night of Sunday, February 26th, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin walked to a convenience store in Sanford, Florida. On his way home with his Skittles and iced tea, the African-American teenager was shot and killed. The gunman, George Zimmerman, did not run. He claimed he killed the young man in self-defense. The Sanford police agreed and let him go. Since then, witnesses have come forward, 911 emergency calls have been released, and outrage over the killing has gone global. Trayvon Martin lived in Miami. He was visiting his father in Sanford near Orlando, staying in the gated community known as the Retreat at Twin Lakes, where Zimmerman volunteered with the Neighborhood Watch program. The Miami Herald reported Zimmerman was a habitual caller to the police, making 46 calls since January 2011. He was out on his rounds as a self-appointed watchman, packing his concealed 9mm pistol when he called 911.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes.
Later in the call, Zimmerman exclaims, "Okay, these assholes always get away," expletive, he's running. Sounds of Zimmerman moving follow, along with a controversial utterance from Zimmerman under his breath, considered by many to be expletive coons or effing coons. The sound of his running prompted the 911 operator to ask,
"Are you following him?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, we don't need you to do that."
Another 911 call that's been released is from a woman who hears someone crying for help, then a gunshot.
"Is it a male or a female?"
"It sounds like a male."
"And you don't know why?"
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
"So you think he's yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your number?"
"There's gunshots."
Eyewitnesses Mary Kutcher and Selma Mora Lamilla both heard the cries, which police say could have been from Zimmerman, thus supporting his claim, even though he had a gun and outweighed Trayvon Martin by 80 pounds. Mary Kutcher held a news conference.
"I feel it was not self-defense because I heard the crying, and if it was Zimmerman that was crying, Zimmerman would have continued crying after the shot went off. The only thing I saw that night, I heard the crying. We were in the kitchen. I heard the crying. It was a little boy. As soon as the gun went off, the crying stopped. Therefore, it tells me it was not Zimmerman crying."
Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee has defended his department's decision not to arrest Zimmerman. They bagged Trayvon's body and took it away, labeling him a John Doe, even though they had his cell phone, which anyone, let alone law enforcement with a shooting victim, could have used to easily identify a person.
Gives people the right to use deadly force and call it self-defense. The law allowed George Zimmerman to not only shoot and kill a 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, but it has enabled Zimmerman to walk the streets as a free man. So how did the law pass the Florida House overwhelmingly and the Senate unanimously? Well, how about help from the NRA? Stand Your Ground was a top priority of the NRA back in 2005. In fact, Governor Jeb Bush signed the bill with the National Rifle Association's lobbyist Marion Hammer at his side.
His body lay in the morgue for 2 days, unidentified, though his parents had filed a missing persons report.
Hold on.
They tested Martin's corpse for drugs and alcohol. Zimmerman was not tested.
Hold on.
collapsed into a U-Haul truck and left the area. So while the police and state attorney Norm Wolfinger have defended their inaction, a Democratic demand for justice has ricocheted around the country, prompting a Justice Department investigation and leading Wolfinger to promise to convene a grand jury. The Reverend Glenn Dames, pastor of St. James AME Church in nearby Titusville, has called Martin's death a modern-day lynching.
Even from the grave now, we have become Trayvon Martin's voice.
UPI, people shouldn't have to depend on law enforcement for protection in every situation, calling criticism of the measure silly. Bush, the governor then, supported that sentiment.
It's common sense to allow people to defend themselves and to have to, when you're in a position where you're being threatened, when there's a life-threatening situation, to have to retreat and put yourself in a very precarious position. You know, it defies common sense.
Former Democratic State Senator Walter Campbell, who supported and co-sponsored the bill in Florida, now says the measure was sold to lawmakers as a way to expand self-defense rights. Campbell now admits the law is being abused.
Across the state, across the nation, even internationally, people as far as Japan are tweeting, Facebooking about the tragedy of this particular crime. Sanford is a town in Central Florida that, believe it or not, has a history of doing some things as such, questionable investigative practices, and now they have met their match because the community and the nation has declared that we will not stand for this anymore. This is modern-day lynching.
Reverend Dames' demand for the immediate arrest of George Zimmerman was echoed by the organizers of the Million Hoodie March in New York City, named after the often racially stereotyped sweatshirt Trayvon was wearing in the rain when he was shot. Trayvon's parents, Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton, joined the march in New York City and demanded the shooter's arrest.
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life.
Murderer!
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life, profiling him. My son did not deserve to die.
No, he did not.
There's nothing that we can say that will bring him back, but I'm here today to assure that justice is served and that no other parents have to go through this again.
Our son was not committing crimes. Our son is your son.
And a growing sense of injustice. The death of Trayvon Martin has sparked nationwide protests, and this is the moment that the unarmed 17-year-old was shot and killed.
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So
you think he's yelling help?
Yes. There's gunshots. Yes.
George Zimmerman, a self-appointed and armed neighborhood watch volunteer, claims it was an act of self-defense. But Mr. Zimmerman, who believed the teenager was acting suspiciously, was told by the police not to approach or confront Trayvon Martin.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
The teenager's mother says it was a racially motivated attack.
He was reacting to the color of his skin. He committed no crime. My son wasn't doing anything but walking on the sidewalk. And I just don't understand why this situation got out of control.
George Zimmerman was questioned by police but released without charge. The 28-year-old claims it was Trayvon Martin who confronted him. But the family attorney says a phone conversation the teenager had with a female friend refutes that.
She completely blows Zimmerman's absurd self-defense claim out of the water. She hears Trayvon say, "Why are you following me?" And that's when she says she hears other boys say, "What are you doing around here?"
The shooting has also drawn attention to Florida's so-called Stand Your Ground law. It gives people the right to defend themselves with deadly force without first trying to retreat.
Along those lines, State Representative Dennis Baxley, another co-sponsor of the measure, also known as a Castle Doctrine law, says he stands by it but believes it is not being applied properly.
There's nothing in the Castle Doctrine statute that provides authority for you to pursue or confront other people. This is a self-defense law. There's nothing in the statute to protect somebody who is pursuing and confronting other people.
Say Mr. Zimmerman's own recorded call with the police makes this case different.
That's going to prove very detrimental to any claim of stand your ground or immunity. He's being officially told by actual law enforcement to stop pursuing this young man, that they are on their way, that the actual professionals will be there, and he continues to follow them with tragic results.
This is the product of perpetration of the idea that some people are not worthy of justice. And that those people are overwhelmingly young and black and male. And that the best place for them is prison. And if not prison, then what Michelle Alexander describes as the kind of invisible cage of post-felony conviction life. And that's what George Zimmerman saw when he saw a young man walking down the street with Skittles. He saw what our society has taught him to see. He saw someone who was already a criminal. And as she argues so cogently in her book, to be young and black and male is to be a criminal. Nowadays. And so that's what this was the product of. And the criminal justice system is always afraid of these cases. They're always afraid to really get into it and have real justice served, because to do so would reveal the depths to which this goes in their system. Every time claims of racial bias and patterns of racial injustice have been brought before them, they have said, "Yes, that is the pattern. However, we cannot admit it. Because to admit it would be to condemn our whole thing."
Like a puppet on a string.
happening is that that condemnation, that sense of the whole thing being rotten, is becoming more and more clear in the minds of millions and millions of people. That's what the era of mass incarceration really means. You have a mass of people involved in this thing. And the more people you involve in it, the more people begin to figure it out. And so that's the flip side of mass incarceration. Now a whole mass of people have a reason to think it through critically, to come to understand it, and now what we're seeing to fight it, to get into the streets and challenge it. And I think that's why we saw such an outpouring here in the streets today. An unbelievable outpouring.
Association for the Advancement of Colored People has called for the removal of Sanford Police Chief Lee and more. This is NAACP President Ben Jealous.
The reality is that this chief has lost the faith of the city. This chief has lost the faith of the county commission. The city manager has been here for 6 months, and I think he'd be wise to listen to the residents who are calling for justice, listen to the city commission that has hired him, and listen to people like our branch president here, Mr. Turner Clayton, who has served on law enforcement for 26 years, served as president of the NAACP for 24 years, about 12 years of overlap in those two roles, who says, this guy's got to go.
Bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
He's talking at $40,000 a
year.
Coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book in hand, asking for an autograph with absolutely the same degree of abandon and awe that they really made.
The Balinese have a saying: we have no art. We do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge...
Well, on your right, lovely master spending grounds for an unconsistent...
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate. Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. It's in accord with nature.
Sounds of Zimmerman moving follow, along with a controversial utterance from Zimmerman under his breath, considered by many to be expletive coons or effing coons. The sound of his running prompted the 911 operator to ask,
"Are you following him?"
"Yeah, okay, we don't need to do that."
Another 911 call that's been released is from a woman who hears someone crying for help, then a gunshot.
"Is it a man? No, or a female?"
"It sounds like a male."
"And you don't know why?"
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
"So you think he's yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your..."
"There's gunshot."
The nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine." The visual pattern of the sculptured costume starts.
Which police say could have been from Zimmerman, thus supporting his claim, even though he had a gun and outweighed Trayvon Martin by 80 pounds. Mary Kutcher held a news conference.
"I feel it was not self-defense because I heard the crying, and if it was Zimmerman that was crying, Zimmerman would have continued crying after the shot went off. The only thing I saw that night, I heard the crying. We were in the kitchen. I heard the crying. It was a little boy. As soon as the gun went off, the crying stopped."
Well, how about help from the NRA? Stand Your Ground was a top priority of the NRA back in 2005. In fact, Governor Jeb Bush signed the bill with the National Rifle Association's lobbyist Marion Hammer at his side. At the time, Hammer told UPI, "People shouldn't have to depend on law enforcement for protection in every situation," calling criticism of the measure silly.
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
Costume of the nun bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume.
"So you think they're yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your..."
Yes.